Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Aman. How you doing, Aman?
I am great, Taryn. Ready to be back and talk about a slow day on the feed, but an interesting day nonetheless. So ready to get into it.
Yes, a bit of a slow day. Really, it's really this whole. I think this would be a lot more exciting if there wasn't a battle back happening. I've talked about this before, but like, there's this big looming threat that we know isn't going to happen no matter what because of the battle back. So we're just kind of like, this would be like, oh, looking forward to Thursday. What if Brett or JC win? And then it's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But
the battle back weeks are always a little weird. Yeah.
And apart from that, there hasn't been too much here on the feeds, but we are here to talk to you about everything that's been happening on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And as I mentioned, bit of a slow day. We start with Angela and Casey. They feel like they're doing good work with Haley. They feel like Haley is being brought over to their side. They're hopeful that she would nominate Sam and maybe even JC if she won HOH. Like, maybe she wouldn't actually nominate them. I'm interested in knowing this answer as well. And honestly, I'm not even sure I can trust the episodes to give me an accurate representation of where Haley is, because they've been very reluctant to show her in any kind of light that is gullible. So I don't know if Haley is genuinely feeling like she's in with these women or if she feels like she's playing them. Again, we're probably not even going to find out because there's a battle back and she's just going to jump back in with the other side again. But I'd be curious to know.
Me too. I don't know what production is like doing this week. I mean, it's like they're like the protective parents over Haley, just trying to shield all the negativity away from her. And I'm like, let her mess up. Let her, you know, if you want like a comeback story, this is the perfect time to do it. Show where she realizes that she made the mistake. I mean, because there's a thing where her and Fessy are in bed and they're talking about how they messed up. So like, how are you going to match that with the other edit that you're giving her of just being, you know, oh, I didn't want Scotty to go, like. It's really weird. I'd be interested to see the answer too, because she keeps telling Angela and Casey that she regrets putting them up. But you know, if you have the numbers to get them out again, would you do it again? So.
Right. I do think that there is a decent chance she would at the very least put Sam on the block, at least pre battle back. I do not think she would put JC up next to her. I think she would probably put Sam up next to, she definitely wouldn't want to do Casey. So she might do like Sam and Brett. That would be a possibility. You never know. So Sam and Brett have a conversation as well. We talked yesterday about how the night before, there was a malfunction with the intercom for the HOH, and Sam ended up overhearing Brett complain about her. We wondered how much she heard, how much of an impact this may have. She confronted him about it. She said, look, I've got a bone to pick with you. I heard what you were saying last night. Seems like she didn't hear too much of this. She just heard a little bit. Maybe she didn't want to hear more, and so she stopped listening or something along those lines. But she mostly just heard Brett complaining a little bit and was like, hey, I didn't appreciate that. He said, look, I'm sorry. I was frustrated. I vented to JC. I was done with it by the time it was over. I'm very sorry.
I mean, I think he handled it the best way that he could, especially when it comes to somebody like Sam. Like, I think anytime that you can walk away from a conversation with a hug with Sam, I think that you're probably on the up and up there. I'm just wondering, was it ever decided as to whether or not that was actually a production gaffe, or was it? Because I saw a couple of tweets saying that Angela turned the switch on and may have left it on, but I was under the impression that you had to like keep your finger on the button in order for it to stay.
This was definitely not Angela's fault. I don't know why people are trying to think that it is. It very clearly turns on by itself. And also, you know, Vegas said this was a production error. Okay. I see no reason to believe that that there was any player error. This is definitely production error. And anyone that tries to tell you otherwise is look at them sideways.
I like laughed my ass off when Casey was like, you know what, production, you're effing up our game. Or maybe it was Angela. And I was like, yes, call them out on that, because that could have had the potential to be something really, really bad. Like, they were going through a bunch of plans and scenarios for the coming weeks, and Sam heard all of that. Like, it's Sam. Like, that's a torpedo right there. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, Sam's basically just like, look, I would love for you to say these things to my face in the future. That would be lovely. Don't say them behind my back. He's of course, I'm sorry. You know, I was just venting. I was frustrated. They hug it out. They're fine. But bullet dodged.
Yeah. Major bullet dodged. Yeah. If you wanted to be extra savage, you'd be like, oh, I didn't say it behind your back. I was talking into the intercom because I saw that you were in the kitchen. But I'm glad that he took the safe route.
Yes. So Brett and JC then talk. They are reconfirming their plans for next week. Brett still has not told anybody about his conversation with JC the night before. He is still on board to take the shot at Angela. And they're talking as soon as Thursday night. They think, all right, it might be a double eviction. If it's a double eviction, let's take the shot. Let's do it. We'll put Angela and Casey on the block. We'll send Angela home. Like, we're ready. Let's do this.
And this is just the part of the game that you mentioned a few podcasts earlier where it just, you know, this is, I mean, it might seem like, yeah, you have a slow week. Yeah, it gets slower before it gets faster. And then everybody starts to realize, okay, well, $500,000 is literally weeks away. These people stand in my way. If I can take steps to get them out now, then that's what I have to do. So I'm really interested because all these wheelings and dealings are happening. And yeah, it's a battle back at the end of the week, but still, everybody has these plans that have been, you know, planted into their heads. So it's kind of going to be interesting to see who gets to actually make the steps to maybe, if they don't decide to take the easy route and go after the people that come back in, maybe those planted seeds will grow. But it's kind of hard to say right now because we don't know who's coming back.
Yes. If there wasn't a battle back this week and they just had the double eviction or even no double eviction at the end of this week, I think we would be seeing a move made. But I think this is all going to be delayed at best and completely canceled at worst because of the battle back. So exciting stuff, but probably not relevant. But they keep talking about it. They're ready to take the shot. JC is concerned that if they wait too long, these women will be able to pull Tyler in and they'll have their claws in him and they won't be able to pull him away. But if they take a shot now, they can pull Tyler in themselves, and then it'll be those three guys against against the women. And JC also feels like Haley is more likely to work with him and Brett than she is with Casey and Angela. And I really don't know. Again, I'm not sure where Haley is. Definitely trying to work Casey. She said, Casey, you're my new person. She's been spending a lot of time with Casey and Angela, but I do feel like she still has it in her head that they're this big, you know, dangerous alliance, and that JC is somebody that she can work with. So if JC is like, hey, you need to choose me and right. Brett or Casey and Angela, I'm not sure where Haley goes at that point.
I think I would think, and this is me thinking that Haley is a logical person, so we know how that goes. I would think that if JC and Brett were to come to her and say, hey, this is what we're thinking, Angela and Casey, they gotta get broken up, this is really bad. I mean, Haley already has their blood on her hands. She's already done it. It can't be that hard to do it again, especially if you're backed up by new numbers. I would hope that she would take that shot, but all it takes is one bottle of wine and then she's out here, you know, doing whatever. So I don't know. It's tough. Like that's what makes this part of the game really, really interesting. So I'm excited to see what happens. I just think that JC, like, he does all this talking about, like, if we wait too long or we need to do this, we need to do that. You and Brett are the only ones that actually have won an HOH. So I need for you, if you're going to do all this talking, win the HOH, then do what you said you wanted to do. Because it's harder to argue with someone who's in power. So just give yourself some power. I know that all the competitions haven't been necessarily geared for him to win, but there's got to be at least one competition coming his way that he can swipe and then change the course of this game.
Well, that's what he'll tell Tyler later in the day. He'll say, you know, I'm not good at these competitions, but I am good at manipulating people and controlling what they do, which unfortunately for him is not the case with Tyler himself, as we'll talk about. Yeah, there we go. The plan is in place, at least for now, pre-battle back for Brett and JC. Haley and Casey have a brief conversation. Haley's again going to talk about, I regret putting you and Angela on the block. I listened to Rockstar when I shouldn't. And so on and so forth. Again, I think all this is going to get thrown away when the battle back happens. Say Rockstar comes in the house.
Poor Rockstar, right?
You know they're going to be a pair again, and all of this work is going to go down the drain. JC and Fessy talk. JC wants Fessy to get Sam to stop targeting Haley. He's like, you got to get Sam to stop targeting Haley. They need to stop doing that. If Sam wins, she can't target Haley. And Fessy's like, yeah, that's the idea. That's what I'm trying to do. I've got like a whole big speech plan to keep Haley safe for like 2 to 3 weeks. And it's going to turn Brett and Tyler against Angela and Sam. That's totally what's going to happen.
I love that he feels like he has the most power in the game ever as he's walking out the door. It's like, Fessy, if you have not been able to, you know, manipulate your way through this house or, you know, try and get things to happen that you want to happen, all like even on your HOH, you made the most horrendous mistake. I'm not really sure how you think that your eviction speech is going to keep people safe. You're going to be gone. And even if you do come back for the battle back, you're still the number one target. So it's just fascinating to me. Just, and not only him, but JC, the both of them just seem to feel like they have the goods. And I'm like, y'all are poor right now. You are literally socially poor in this house. And yeah. I don't know if there's anything that you can do to correct that at this point. It's so late in the game. Everybody's relationships are sort of set in stone. It's hilarious, but it's sort of like, damn, like, get a grip, get a clue. Come on.
I tweeted this out a while ago when Brett was on the block and people felt like Brett was going to go home and he outed Bailey's power. I was like, you know, when this quote unquote works and Brett, you know, outs the power and makes this big speech on eviction night and then ends up staying, surprisingly, people like Fessy are going, the best part about this to me at the time I was saying was that people like Fessy are going to believe this is how Big Brother works, that you are able to just save yourself on eviction night through a crazy speech. And here we are weeks and weeks later and Fessy is literally like, it's not even worth talking to Sam yet. I've got to wait till a big speech. And that's when we're going to make the moves. And that's how the game works. And it's just, it's so brilliantly dumb.
Yes, it is. I don't know. I just wish that the wheels in his head would start to turn. Even if they are and like wrong in this case, I just wish that he would do more critical thinking while he has the chance. It's always like, it's always too little too late. That should be the name of the alliance. It should be, what is that, TL? Screw Falte, too little too late, because they're just all, at all times, it's always too late. It's crazy.
Yeah. JC also tells Fessy, I'm gonna get some votes for you. I'll talk to Tyler. I think we can try and figure something out here. And Fessy's basically like, I don't know. Maybe, I guess. Fessy does not care about this game. But JC is like, no, I'm gonna talk to people. I'm gonna do this. So then JC goes to Tyler and Angela and he's like, so Fessy wants me to get some votes for her.
Yo, he's a mess. He's a gigantic mess. But like, I mean, I see the logic there, but that's just like, because I feel like in the event that he probably wouldn't even find out about this, but I feel like if he did, he'd be like, dude, like, I never, especially if it's in front of Haley, he'd be like, I never told you to do that. Like Haley should, you know, I'm fine with Haley staying. It's fine. Like, I'm going to be exposing the rest of you anyway. So, like, just wait for the speech. I don't need the votes.
Yeah. great stuff there. JC being JC. JC tells the Tyler and Angela that Fessy thinks he has JC's vote. He thinks he has Sam's vote. And, that makes them a little bit excited. Ooh, if maybe he does have Sam's vote, that would be great. We want that to happen. If Sam votes for Fessy to stay, that would be ideal. But they're just hopeful at this point.
Right. Do you think that's actually really a good thing for them if Sam votes out Fessy because...
Votes for Fessy to stay, votes Haley out.
Right. Votes for Fessy to stay because I mean, it is Sam. So, like, does that mean that she comes back into the next week, like, kind of upset that the rest of the... Or at least people that she thought would be voting him out didn't vote him out. And then Haley is coming after her because... You know, like, isn't that, I don't know. I feel like that's
like, basically what they're trying to do is get Sam to vote Haley out without misleading her. Like, basically saying, feel free to vote your conscience. You know, we're all going to kind of vote the way we feel. But, you know, if you want to, you can vote however you want. We don't need your vote this week. So we're, you know, like, you don't feel obligated to vote the way that we're voting. Feel free to vote however you want. You can make whatever moral stand you want to make, Sam, and then hope that that she goes ahead and does that.
I mean, I guess that, you know, you have for people like her, especially, you have to sort of just coddle them and play to their strengths, and if she feels like she has to make a statement with her vote every freaking week, then let her do it. I guess that unpredictability with Sam always just, if I were in the house with Sam, I would just be like, I mean, I guess, sure, I guess that's the only way to really handle it, is to just be like, hey, so I know that you kind of have a feeling about eviction votes, so just do what you need to do. I'm okay. I'll be over here. I'll see you on the other side of Thursday. So I guess that's the right move.
There you go. Man, we're really, this could be a very short update. This is the last conversation I have
like
in the day.
It.
JC and Tyler, it's the most important conversation of the day, to be fair. Right. JC talks to Tyler again. JC is coming back to the conversation they had the day before. JC says, we need to separate Angela and Casey. We need this to happen. And Tyler again says, no, it's too early. We can't do this. It's not a good idea. And JC's like, well, what if Haley wins the HOH? If Haley wins the HOH, then we let her go after Angela and Kate, or like, say she puts up Angela and Sam or whatever, then we'll take out Angela, right? Like, that's the move. Like, we're not going to take out Sam above them, right? And Tyler's like, no, we're not taking that shot yet. Like, even if Haley wins, that's not the move, man.
So is this the part where it should become a little obvious to JC that no matter how he swings it, Tyler will always say no to getting rid of Angela and Casey? Therefore, that must mean that there's something going on that you're not necessarily a part of, even though it might feel like that you're with them in the final four.
JC is essentially saying, like, dude, I'm screwed if I go to the final four with these two.
Right.
I'm not going to let that happen. And Tyler's trying to tell him, like, don't. You're not screwed. Don't worry about it. Because Tyler is trying to be like, I am planning on cutting Angela. JC doesn't trust that, though. JC, as we saw with Brett, he feels like if Tyler has too much time with Angela in this house, Tyler will eventually pick Angela over him. I think that's his main concern here. And then obviously the concern of the fact that Angela is in the middle of Tyler and Casey. And so if they all go to the final four together, then JC is the person completely on the outs there. So he needs to make sure that Angela leaves, but he's trying to convince Tyler that this needs to happen now. And Tyler's trying to tell him, no, Haley is somebody that is after me. I cannot leave her in this game. Once she's gone, we can take a shot at some point, but it is too early to do it right now. We cannot make this move yet. And JC he's not into it. He doesn't have faith that Tyler will make this move later. And also it is better for him to take the shot now. So he's really trying to push hard in the other direction. And they're really just clashing here.
And he also hasn't really felt the heat of the block. I mean, sure, Tyler is kind of spinning the whole Haley narrative in his favor, even though Haley at a point was after him. Haley really isn't that much of a threat to Tyler as of right now since he's so insulated. But JC hasn't really felt the heat of someone really coming after him. I mean, he hasn't won anything. He's sort of just been controlling Fessy the entire time. So you don't really know what it feels like to know that someone's put you up and to still have them in the house, eating with you, sleeping with you, sitting next to you every day. Like it's kind of like an off-putting feeling. And like, do you think that JC is even really that savvy enough to know how the Final Four works and how only one person kind of gets a vote and how it could, I mean, I know it's a risk to take, but like it could still kind of end up in his favor if he doesn't win HOH and he wins Veto, even though he hasn't won anything yet.
I think JC has one of the better grasps on like what he needs to do in terms of getting to the end. He seems to know the game pretty well. He seems to have studied it up. So I think he does understand that, like, this is, you know, that it's not a good spot to be when he essentially has to win one of those competitions or he's done. And that's not a spot where JC should be, considering he's not great at these competitions. they're clashing here. They're really trying. And, you know, some people are like, well, why isn't Tyler just saying yes to JC and then dealing with it later? And that's because they talked about this the day before. JC talked about the possibility of there being a double eviction this week, so Thursday night, and taking the shot on Thursday night. And so Tyler can't just be like, oh yeah, yeah, sure, and then deal with it later, because if it was a double eviction and JC happened to win that HOH, JC, and they hadn't talked about it yet and he was just agreeing, then JC would take the shot immediately, thinking Tyler is on board, and Tyler would have no time to talk him out of it. And then he would lose, you know, Angela, and Haley would still be in the game, and that's all kinds of bad for Tyler. So he needs to talk JC out of this move before the week ends, but he so far has been unable to. One of his arguments here, and I think it's the most convincing argument, and it's one of the reasons why he can't take the shot yet, besides the fact that Haley's coming after him, is that he's like, look, you need to be getting closer to Casey, JC. Casey is the person that we need to take to the final three. She's weak. She's easy to beat. You know, this is the person that we should be going to the end with. And JC is like, but what about Sam? And Tyler's like, no way. If the jury is bitter, they are voting for Sam to win every single time. We cannot risk taking Sam to the end. And JC agrees with that. I don't know how much he agrees with that. I don't know if he was just agreeing with Tyler in the moment, because I do feel like Sam has been JC's sort of end game goat for a while. This may have made him think about that a little bit. Like maybe Tyler's right. Maybe Sam isn't the person I want to take to the end. They need to get JC more involved in the conversations that they have when they're talking about Sam getting close to people on their way out the door, because how much of a jury threat she might be, because I do think he's really hoping to bring her down to the end. But he agrees. He says, okay, yes, we need to bring Casey. And so Tyler says, but JC's like, but the problem with Casey is that she's close with Angela. And so, like, right, that makes her dangerous. And Tyler says, yes, but if we take the shot at Angela as early as next week, then Casey will want nothing to do with us and we won't be able to take her to the end. We'll lose her. Like, this is why we can't take the shot yet. And so Jace says, well, we'll get Haley to take the shot. And he's like, it'll be obvious. It'll be obvious that you convinced her to do that. Like, this is no good. And so it's really at a stalemate here.
See, and that's the thing where the argument with saying that since he's closest with Haley, that's going to be really obvious that you made her do that. And I'm like, I'm not really sure. I mean, this is also me kind of not being omnipresent in the house. I'm not necessarily sure if JC should let that be a reason to scare him out of doing it, because I mean, I think you guys have talked about it on the podcast a lot, especially with someone like Andy's Game, where people sort of underestimate the power in like a quick lie, especially in the heat and the moment of things. I know that sort of relies on extraneous factors of, you know, a double eviction or like you kind of need for things to move quickly in order for stuff like that to happen and work in your advantage. But I still think that there's a way to like pin Haley's motive on using or nominating Angela and Casey simply only the fact that she did it before. She knows that they're coming after her. Like, I feel like there's a lot of ways for JC to sort of get out of that. Of course, Tyler's not going to agree because he doesn't want them gone at this point. But I think that's sort of like a looser end to Tyler's argument. I think there's a lot of ways to maneuver that situation. And I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, I think that Tyler is ultimately going to get what he wants for this week. But I think that the argument as a whole, while it has convincing points, I think there's a little bit of finesse that he's lacking because of the fact that JC is like, listen, like, I don't want to go to Final Four with them, but you're telling me that we can't get rid of them soon. So when do we get rid of them? At Final Four, when I already told you that I'm screwed? Like, what do you want me to do? It's sort of like this logic problem that doesn't really have an answer. And it's just, I don't know. It's really dicey right now. And I'm like, JC doesn't really, he seems to have a short fuse. So I don't know if this is going to like be the straw that kind of breaks the camel's back. And he might just be like, you know what? Okay, I've lost Tyler. I mean, I already felt like he lost him after the makeover. So this might be like the nail in the coffin where it's like, okay, I might have to cut this and like just start from scratch.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting moving forward. I mean, it'll be interesting in like maybe a week from now when the battle back stuff is over. But it is interesting right now in anticipation before the battle back ruins everything because it's the worst. So that was basically the day. I mean, Casey got her hair straightened. It looked great.
It did look good. Yeah. I wish that you would wear it down long. I'm sure it's probably really heavy because that's long as hell.
So very long, yes.
I understand why she would want to wrap that up. But like, I think that Tyler and Casey looked really cool with straight hair. I don't know why everybody keeps coming at Tyler for his straight locks. I think it looks pretty cool.
I think Casey put her hair in a ponytail. I thought she looked great with the ponytail. That she should do that more often.
I think so too.
And Brett also looked great. He had his hair styled in devil horns.
Looked like freaking Wolverine. I was like, okay. I mean, he said something interesting when Tyler was getting his straight, and he told him that he was really jealous of it. And Tyler said something along the lines of, "Oh, well, yeah, you could have this." But she's like, "Well, I'm trying. I'm really trying. Like, I'm hoping by next year." I'm like, "You're really gonna grow your hair to Tyler's length?" I think that's a huge misfire for him. Like, I feel like the short thing kind of works for him, especially since he's so like, he's like a hulky guy. Like,
yeah,
I feel like the short hair really fits his head shape and body type. But hey, I mean, do what you gotta do to make yourself happy.
I feel like at Brett's size, if you go long with the hair, you're getting into like wrestler territory. Like,
yeah, you just sort of kind of get like bogged down by it. Yeah. I don't even think that the Big Brother house is a place where you should be making stylistic choices for the future, because things might make sense in that house with Sam telling you what to do with your hair, but afterwards it's like,
Yeah. All right. Anything else we got here?
No, I'm good. I'm just excited for the battle back. I'm sort of torn between who I want to come back. I don't know if it's Scotty or Fessy. I kind of am hoping for Scotty to come back and for Fessy to stay out, because not simply to watch Scotty and Haley in the house together, but I'm much more interested in the jury segments that we would get from Fessy being like, man, like, I can't believe I left Scotty in there with Haley. Like, I'm excited for that. So
yeah.
Team Scotty, I guess.
And also, like, if Fessy was the one that came back, we'd have to sit through another week of him laying in bed all day, every day.
Like the week with Frankie and the rewind week in BB 16. So, like, let's progress.
He's just, you know, he's given us a lot of entertainment over the course of the season, but he's really just laid down and died here. All he does is whine to Haley about her hanging out with other people. And otherwise, he's just laying in bed all day.
I mean, do you think, I mean, because I tweeted something earlier. I said, hey, like, I know that things can get really, really dire in that house, and it seems like your back is up against the wall. And maybe this is just the optimism. Maybe this is like the naivete where I haven't played this game yet, so I don't really know what it truly feels like. But I feel like you should never, ever, ever, even if it's the tiniest amount of agency that you have left in the game, I think you should just never give that up, because there might be windows of opportunity. And I know that you're going against your showmance, but like, what do a couple of conversations with JC sound like, where you appeal to like how much, even though he's been playing you, you appeal to how much you've been working together the entire time? What are the conversations that you have with Sam? What do those sound like? Like, and if you get those votes and you bring them to Brett, what does that sound like? You know what I mean? Like, is there a way for you to get yourself out of the situation? Especially if you say like, hey, she's the brains, I'm the brawn, I've been on the wrong side of the boat the entire time, I have no idea what's going on in this house, I would just like the opportunity to say, like, what do those conversations sound like, and how do other people react to them?
I think this has been talked about, but I think even so, I think it's still underreported that like it would take extremely minimal effort for Fessy to stay this week. I think all he needs to do is go to Tyler and say, hey, man, if I stay, you're all I have. I lost Haley. I've got nothing but you and JC. I've always been working with you. It sucks that Angela put us up, but, you know, I will have nobody. All he needed to do the second he got nominated was go to Tyler and be like, hey man, this sucks, but you know, we've had a thing all season long. If Haley, once Haley leaves, you're all I'll have. It'll be us to the end. And Tyler would recognize, okay, Haley's coming after me. Fessy is dumb and thinks he can still work with me. Let's keep Fessy. Tyler absolutely has the power to keep him if he decides to do that. He could convince whoever he needs to convince. 100% stays. I think it would, again, take minimal effort for this to happen, but he has just completely given up and he doesn't even want to stay.
Right. I hate when people do that, because, and even in seemingly insurmountable odds, I think you sort of like break the game at that point, because Big Brother is designed for everyone to, I mean, sure, you want to work together, but everyone's supposed to be in it for themselves. And when someone decides this is it, like, that's why the week becomes slow. Just imagine like the back and forth that we could see with level 6 and Tyler, you know, sort of trying to convince everybody else, even though I'm sure it could be easier said, but or easier done than said. I think that we could be in for some really good gameplay if people would play, but you know, I mean, it's Fessy. So, I mean, I guess at this point, if he's going to respond this way to this, then I guess it's best that he would leave, because I mean, that's all he's going to give us. So
yeah, that's Fessy for you. So all right, I believe that's all we have for you today. So I will be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on anything that happens today on the feeds. Of course, tonight we will have our veto episode of Big Brother 20, and then tomorrow night we'll have our live eviction and battle back, and we'll recap that for you tomorrow night. That's all it is. You can follow me on Twitter at @ArmstrongTaren. Amon, where can people find you?
Follow me on Twitter at Amon Adwin.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.